Blog Talk Radio.
It's good to be alive. Thank God we're alive this morning. We can be glory and adoration and praise and worship. Amen. This is your chief ambassador, and I thank God for what he's done for all of us. Amen. God is so real, so kind, so generous. My. He's the best of the best. Better than anybody on the face of this earth. We just want to praise him today. Glory and adoration. Thank God. Some time ago, the Lord had written, he said, son, I want you to make ambassadors. And I said, ambassadors? One of them was talking about it. He said, yes, ambassadors. And then I began to ask him, well, what kind of ambassadors? He said, prayer ambassadors. God wanted to get prayer all over the world. And we start making prayer ambassadors everywhere. But you ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah. You haven't seen nothing yet. God don't have prayer ambassadors throughout the world. And there'll come a night. Somebody write this down. I'm saying this. There will come a night when God can make 1,000 ambassadors in one night. It might be 2, but it's going to happen. Once you write that down, I'm saying that 1,000 ambassadors, prayer ambassadors, in one night. Oh, my God. So many exciting things are coming. Yeah. Somebody called me on my birthday, September the 6th, and said, Dr. Johnson, happy birthday. God has blessed you. But the next 30 years, he said, you know, you're going to have 30 more years, he said. And when they got through telling me that, the Holy Ghost said they're going to be the best year. So many exciting things are going to happen in the next 7 years, I'll say. Amen. Exciting things are going to happen in the next 7 years. I told you, I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I said some of the things that you told me, I said out loud and I announced them. But when are you going to bring those things to pass? He said, between now and next year. This is March when he said it. He said, between now and next year. Now and a year from now, in other words. He said, many of these things will happen. Somebody put that down. Between that time and March and next year, March, many of the things that God has said will happen. I heard him say it. And many of the things will happen. Amen. Amen. I want to give you something to help you this morning. If you will, get your Bibles and turn to Romans, the 8th chapter. Be ready. I'll give you the verses in just a few minutes. Let me see if we got any prayer ambassadors, what I was talking about a moment ago. Let's see if we got some prayer ambassadors aboard to help us pray. Amen. The prayer ambassador to America and Bermuda. Amen. The fragrance of this line. Dr. Betty Joy Shelton, are you on the line this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have the prayer ambassador on the line? Who's praying for Israel? Amen. Dr. Freddie Cullen.
No. I am here.
Amen. All right. Do we have a prime ambassador praying for Haiti? Dr. Deborah Johnson, are you with me? All right. She'll be here. Do we have a prime ambassador praying for Nigeria and Russia? Dr. Sheila Brown. All right. Do we have a prime ambassador praying for Jamaica and Peru? Dr. Lucille Andrews.
Good morning. I'm here. God bless you.
God bless you. We have a prayer master praying for the Bahamas, India, and Iran. Dr. Obama Gillespie. Can you hear Dr. Gillespie? All right, she'll be here. Then we have anyone, the prayer ambassador praying for Spain and Puerto Rico and North and South Korea. That's Dr. Teresa Steele. Are you
here?
Did I hear Dr. Steele?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How about do we have anybody praying for South Africa and Greece, Dr. Irvine Coleman? I need it first. Amen. She'll be here. Do we have anybody praying for South America? Dr. Selma Rush.
I'm here. I'm here.
All right. Do we have anybody praying for Mexico, Dr. Charlotte Gray? Amen. I know she'll be here. Are you here, Dr. Green? She'll be with you. All right, do we have anybody praying for Southeast Asia and England and praying for Indonesia? Dr. Jeanette Murphy. Amen. She did a wonderful job on last night. Amen. Are you here, Dr. Murphy? What about, do we have anybody praying for North Japan and South Japan and India?
Thank you.
That's Dr. Jimmy Hagan. That's our announcer. Thank God she's here. All right. Let me see. Do we have anybody praying for Costa Rica? Dr. Leola James. Amen. How about praying for Ireland, the Rosemary Dancer? All right. Do we have anybody praying for Palestine, Dr. Aretha Scott.
Amen. Good morning.
Yes, she is. God bless you. Do you have anybody praying, praying for Italy and also Guatemala? Dr. Deborah Johnson praying for those things also. Good morning, Guatemala. Dr. Deborah Johnson, are you here?
Good morning.
Yes, she is. God bless you. Do you have anyone praying? thank you, Jesus. Anyone praying for Venezuela? Dr. Chris Johnson. And his birthday was yesterday. And Dr. Chris, I know you yesterday. He's at work. He may not be able to answer, but he's with us. All right. Do you have anyone praying for New Zealand? Dr. Ronnie Richardson.
And good morning, praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. And Dr. Wilding Cobb, who normally prays for France and Trinidad, I'm sure she's praying for it. She may not. Is an interest you can a little afflicted. Amen. She's with me. And what about praying for Syria? Dr. Willie Bush. Yes, she will be. All right. She may be trying to see about Dr. Carl. All right. God bless all of you this morning. We love you and we want God to be a very, very special blessing. Find a Romans while you are in the process. Romans, the 8th chapter. I'm giving verses in just a minute and then I'll say that. All right. Let's begin to thank the Lord. Oh, my God. It's been so good to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For the things that I've done wrong in your sight, the thoughts that I've had that were not like you, the things that you told me to do that I did not do. Forgive me, Lord, and hear my prayer. I'm thanking you in advance for what you're going to do for the prayer line this morning. I'm asking you to step in. Give us the word that you want us to have, Lord. Give us the understanding that you need us to have. And I thank you in advance for that. I'm lifting up the United States and Bermuda, Lord. I'm asking you to step in and take away all of this division and hatred and killing. And I thank you, God, for what you're going to do for that. I'm lifting up the countries that have had to go through these six storms. Haiti and New Mexico, Mexico with the hurricanes and the earthquakes. And I thank you, God, for your healing. I thank you for your rebuilding. And I'm asking you to step in and give us a heart like you would want us to have for the people. And I thank you, God, in advance for that. Thank you for your word this morning. And I'm thanking you for the things that you're going to do for us to help other people. And I thank you, God. I praise you, God, for it. In this and other blessings, I ask in your name. Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Father, may our hand please look on our president and on the leadership of America. We need your help, Lord. He's trying to do the right thing. And, you know, this is a day and time when people will fight against right and lift up anything that's wrong. But would you help him, Lord, as he seeks to do the right thing? Bless him. Kamala Harris, Dr. Biden, our President Joe Biden, in Jesus' name, we praise you for it. Amen. Dr. Benny, it's you always have a scripture. Come on, give us a scripture. There are others who have scriptures. Let's do that in the name of Jesus. Your eyes open to you.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. That's the 16th division of Psalms.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Someone else have a scripture this morning?
Dr. Lucio Angelo, Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. Amen.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right,
Dr. Good morning, Dr. Charlotte Gray, Jewel Reed. Proverbs 30:5, every promise from the faithful God is pure, proves to be true. He is a wraparound shield of protection for all his lovers who run to hide in him. That's Proverbs 30:5 in the Passion Translation. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, does someone else want to give a scripture? If so, the line is open.
This is Dr. Cosmo Lenoy. Go ahead, Steve. Dr. Gilbert, please, from Chicago, Illinois, San Fran, Bahamas, India, coming from the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. 23rd Psalm, this one.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Can you hear someone else? God, we'll move on.
This is Dr. Aretha. And whosoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in his Son. John the 14th chapter and the 13th verse.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Aretha. Amen. I might add, I offered sent her 20 books and she sold all of them. Thank God for her. Amen. And all of you who had scriptures this morning, we thank God for you very much. Amen. All right. Let me just give you what the Lord gave me. This morning, I was able to visit this Novi Bible study. And I thought it would be good for all of us. Amen. I don't know if I have a title for it, but I want to just deal with these verses. Romans 8:35-39. If you could, darling, if you could mute your mic. Amen. You're in the habit of doing something like that each morning. It may not be the same person, but mute your mic. Amen. All right. In Luke 22 and 31, before I get to the Romans, Jesus is speaking in my chaos. He's speaking to his disciples. And he singles out one, basically, to give the lesson. Who is the one that he singles out? He singles out Simon, who is Peter. Amen. And he gives him a word of wisdom that is so heavy. He wants to save his life. And I'm thinking myself that God will use me to help save your life. Amen. Jesus says to Simon in Luke 22:31, he says, Simon, Simon. Now, he calls his name twice. Notice that he calls him twice. This is symbolic right there, because he's trying his best to get his attention, and also says something else. The fact that he calls his name twice, if you look throughout the synoptic gospels, you'll notice that Simon sometimes has been hard-headed. Amen. He seeks his permissive will rather than God's divine will. And he gets into self sometimes. And so God wants to get his attention. He says, Simon, then calls him again. Simon, I'm getting ready to give you something extremely important. Simon, this is for you. And he's calling his disciples here, calling you by your name. Not just once, but he's trying to get your attention. Bernard, Bernard. Then he tells us what he wants to say, this mandate, you might say. He says, behold, in other words, pay attention. What is he going to say? He says, Satan has desired to have you. I'm being used of God, that God is saying this to everybody on this line. Satan has desired to have you. The devil has desired to have you. The one who used witchcraft up in heaven and fooled one-third of the heavenly host, he has desired to fool you on this line and to have you. And then he goes on to say, why does he have to have, why does he desire to have you? That he may sift you as wheat. That's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to sift you as wheat. And then I cross-reference that with Luke, not Luke, but John 10 and 10. Yeah. Satan or the devil cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, but I came that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. Oh, my God. So Jesus warns his disciple, Satan hath desired to have you. And just as he came to Job, just he was trying to, he came to God and wanted to accuse Job. And God told him, this is an upright man. And the enemy said, well, you blessed him so, but take away everything he has and I'll make him curse you to your face. He has desired to have all of us. And the Bible says in Revelations that the enemy is trying to accuse all of the saints. Amen. In other words, he's steady going to God, telling him, if you take your hand from out from over the saints of God, I'll make them cuss you out. They'll curse you to your face. Uh-huh. Why does the enemy want to have us? Because he wants to sift us as wheat. Satan is on an all-out war against the Spirit of God in this world. He fell down from heaven, and he's trying his best to be the God of this earth. He failed to be the God of heaven. So now he's trying to be the God of the earth. Everywhere you look, you see how he's trying to attack every area of the earth. And he's starting with every area of the earth. He's not just hitting one area. He's starting with all of them. And he's trying to get us into our permissive will rather than God's will. He doesn't want God's will and God's purpose to be done on this earth. And so he's trying to sift us as wheat. And that leads me now to Romans, the 8th chapter. Are you there? Go down to the 35th verse. Remember this, where Satan wants to sift us as wheat. Remember this, and as I cross-reference this. In Romans 8 and 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Mm-hmm. I can answer that question right there. Nobody will separate us from the love of Christ. But who desires, if I put the word, the verb desires in there, who desires to separate us from the love of Christ? Well, I think everybody on the line can answer that. Satan, the devil, desires to separate us from the love of Christ. Go back to that verse right there where it says in Luke 22 and 31, Satan has desired to have you. I'm saying to everybody on this line, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Romans 8 and 35 cross-references. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who's trying to separate us from the love of Christ? The devil, Satan. But Paul asked the question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And then he asked the question, and I put in this portion right here, shall tribulation be able to separate us from the love of Christ? Shall distress be able to separate us from the love of Christ? Shall persecution be able to separate us from the love of Christ? Or famine be able to separate us from the love of Christ? Our nakedness be able to separate us? Our peril be able to separate us? Our sword be able to separate us from the love of Christ? That's the question. Can anything separate the saints from the love of Christ? Well, don't get cocky about it. Oh, no. I'll never leave you. That's what Peter says. I'll never deny you. He said that. And we know that a little later in the garden, the same one who said, oh, I'll never deny you. He denied him twice. And then the cock crowed. Amen. But who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Let me just say this. If I were you, I wouldn't leave the Lord. I wouldn't leave it at any time. I wouldn't leave him. And I certainly wouldn't leave him now. He's getting ready to bless you like never before. Now, I've got signs, like some of the greatest signs now, that he's getting ready to bless us. What are you talking about, Doc? I'm talking about now they're trying to attack me and say I'm crazy. Dr. Hayden came yesterday and said, don't worry about it, because they attack us. Whenever God's getting ready to bless you, they'll call you crazy. When they don't understand, when something is beyond their faith, they'll start calling you crazy. Amen. But it doesn't mean that God's not going to do it. It means that God's going to do it sooner. Amen. I might start calling God the sooner God. Because he said he's not going to take long to do nothing no more. And Satan desires to sift all of us as wheat, that he can take over the earth. See, we're the only ones, you know, you people of God who love the Lord are the only ones stopping the devil, you might say, right now, but taking over the earth. God's got you in place to pray for Haiti, to pray for America, to pray for Bermuda, to pray for North and South Korea, and I could just name so many others, who are praying all around the earth for this earth. God's got some people praying for the earth, and you're holding the enemy up. That's why, oh my God, that's why the enemy wants to sift you as wheat. Because you're holding up his progress for taking over the earth. Yeah, you're praying for all areas of the earth. That's why God said to Bernard Johnson, I want you to make ambassadors, son. And I said, what kind? He said, prayer ambassadors. He knew what was coming. And he knew that the enemy had gotten kicked out of heaven and it was down here. He fell down to earth. And he knew that the enemy would be trying to take over the earth, but he sent you. He sent Deborah Johnson. He sent Jeanette Murphy. He sent Bishop Patricia Stern. He sent all of us. He sent Lucille Angelo. He sent, you understand what I'm trying to say? He sent us to pray for these areas of the earth. Because he knew that the enemy would be trying to sift us and sift the earth as wheat. He knew that. And he wanted to save the earth. And he's using us. Amen. Some of y'all have prayed, Lord, use me, Jesus. He's using you. Just keep praying. He's using you. Teresa Steeles. All of y'all are doctors. Irvine Coleman, Thelma Rush, he's using you. Amen. And thank God for it. Amen. Because you're helping. We need a fries and you're helping to save the earth. The whole world. Thank God. Leona James, you're helping to save the earth. Betty Johnson, you're helping to save the earth. Freddie Collins, you're helping to save the earth. Dr. Deborah Johnson, you happen to save the earth. All of these precious people are praying. Barbara Gildersleeve, you happen to save the earth. Teresa Steeles, you happen to save the earth. Keep praying. God is using you to help save the earth. What an assignment. Oh, my God. What an assignment. If God will use you, you can just turn it around and make it personal. Tap yourself on the chest and say, oh, what an assignment. That God will choose me to help save the earth. My name ain't Superman or Superwoman. No. He uses just common people to do uncommon things. Amen. To help save the earth. Amen. And here's the question right now. Who shall stop you? Who shall separate you from the love of Christ? Who shall stop you from your assignment? Shall tribulation, all the things you're going through, shall distress, all the things you need and going through, shall persecution, all the things that the enemy is trying to do to you, shall famine, without food, some places on the earth, shall nakedness, don't have a lot of clothes, your peril, desperate situations that are happening to you, our sword, the enemy trying to kill you with everything he's got. Shall that be able to separate you from the love of Christ? I hope your answer is no, like Paul. He says, nay, No, 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 no. He says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long and are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yeah. We who are praying for the earth are really placing ourselves in the way of the enemy, like sheep for the slaughter, because he wants to sift us as wheat, and he comes to kill us, to steal from us, and destroy us. Amen. He wants to do that. But everything he tries to take from us, God gives it back sevenfold, because we caught him in the act. You catch a thief in the act, you can demand sevenfold from him. Amen. And so everything that he tries to steal and let his canker worm and palmer worm, whatever, eat up, God is going to restore it. Amen. Because we have decided, as it is written all the day long, even though we are kind of the sheep for the slaughter, nothing is going to separate us from the love of Christ. Paul says it here in Romans 35 and say, he says, nay, I'm not going to let nothing. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. In other words, none of these things are going to separate us from the love of the Lord. Through him that loved us, we do everything through him. That's why we plead the blood of Jesus. That's why we say we believe you, Lord, because we know faith moves God. And so it's through him. We can't do nothing by ourselves. That's why every time I get ready to get a message, I fall on my knees and say, God, I don't know nothing. Because we can't do nothing by ourselves. Amen. We're more than conquerors through him. Yeah. That tells us in verse 37, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And not only are we conquerors, but we are more than conquerors. Through who? Through the Lord Jesus Christ that loved us. How we know he loved us? He went to Calvary, didn't he? Hung there on the cross and died for us. He proved his love. God Jehovah proved his love. Why? How? Whether he sent Jesus. Amen. So we know that God loves us. We know that the Son, Jesus Christ, loves us. Amen. And they're both God, because once you see the Father, you see the Son. Once you see the Son, you see the Father, and you see the Holy Ghost. They all three in one. John, 1 John 5 and 7 tells us that. They're three that agree on earth, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we are, they are one who that loved us. Amen. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I am persuaded that neither, he goes on, Paul goes on, not only does he say tribulation or peril or sword or persecution or distress, any other creature, all these things, famine or nakedness, that can't separate us from the love of God. He goes on to say, I'm adamant about it. Not only those things can separate us from the love of God, but he says, I am persuaded that death nor life can separate us from the love of God. Our angels are, our principalities, help my eyes, Lord, our powers are things present and things to come. None of those things will be able to separate us from the love of God, from the love of Christ. Amen. I'm not going to let nothing. You think I'm going to pack up my bags and leave after I've been married for 50 years? No, no, no. You think I'm going to pack up my bags and leave the Lord Jesus Christ after I've been saved all these years? And I'm going to trade him in when he's been there through every storm and every rain? You think I would walk away from Jesus? Would you do that kind of thing even though you've had hard trials, great tribulation, been through the storm and been through the rain, been wounded and been bruised? And maybe you've had to weep all night long. And perhaps the phone rang late in the midnight hour, had trouble on the line. And you're going to let that separate you from the love of Christ? Oh, no. Something, come on, get it together. Amen. I know you worked very hard, and some of y'all didn't get paid right. You're like me. You didn't get paid right. Then they wanted to skip over you. And it seemed like nobody cared, and they tried to take your blessing and give it to somebody else, tried to take your promotion and give it to someone else. I know you've had pain, and people didn't even feel your pain, and you were hurting all night long. I know you got sick, perhaps, maybe afflicted, and sometimes people didn't understand you. Maybe your mama or daddy didn't understand. And you mean to tell me you're going to let that make you leave the Lord Jesus? I'll let nothing separate me from the love of Christ. Don't let money separate you from the love of Christ. Don't get mad about it because Jesus tells you to give when you don't want to give. Finally got that saved where you can buy that new dress. And then the Lord tells you to give it, the first fruits or whatever. And you won't get mad and leave the Lord. Oh, my God. I hope you don't let that separate you from the Lamb of Christ. The Lord can keep you if you desire to be kept. Yeah. But Paul here goes on to say, I'm not going to let height, nor depth, nor any other creature separate me from the love of Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to do it. Amen. I want to just admonish all of you on the line this morning. Hold on, like my old preachers. They were able to get on that, hold on, and couldn't let it go. I guess that was a sign that they were trying to symbolize what they were not only saying hold on, but they were trying to symbolize it by shouting it to the house 5-10 times, hold on. And they'd be up there screaming it, hold on, just hold on. They meant it. They were trying to tell you, I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of Christ. I know people misuse you, lied on you, and then cheated you out of your money, talked about you, and mistreated you. But you can't let that separate you from the love of God. I know it's been hard to trust folk because you've been bruised so much. And it's harder to know who your who your real friends are, because your enemy's trying to play you, and your real friends that you thought are so-called friends will need to help you. But you don't let that separate you from the Lord? No. You've been through tests and been through hard trials, and the devil has been hitting you on your left and right. The reason why is because when they failed, he had convinced one-third of the heavenly host to follow him through witchcraft. They fell out of heaven down here, and that's 33 1/3 million angels, fallen angels. And they're hitting you on the left and hitting you on the right. But no matter how many angels there are fallen, don't let that separate you. My God, I'm in the Holy Ghost, from the love of Christ. I know your bills are stacked high, and perhaps you might have had your water cut off or maybe your electricity cut off. And you mean you're going to walk away from the Lord because of that? Just as soon as they can cut it off, or the storm cuts it off, or whatever may have happened, Jesus can cut it back off. He's got people in place to help you. Maybe you've been evicted, and now you feel restricted, or maybe your car was repossessed. You gonna mean to tell me you're gonna leave God over your car? You gonna leave Jesus over your house? Amen. He's able to put a roof over your head just as quick as somebody can snatch it from you. He's able. Amen. Let nothing separate you from the love of Christ. Amen. Came up the rough side of the mountain. Became a little bitter because nobody would hardly help you. Amen. Amen. Help yourself. God loves those and helps those who help themselves, is what I'm trying to say. Don't let that separate you. The devil trying to make you bitter because your schemes ain't working on folks no more. Stop it in the first place. Stop it. Amen. Just stay with the Lord because he's the one who can bring you out, who holds your hand through the storm and the rain, who'll be your love, your joy, your hope, your peace. He'll be your shepherd, your leader, your guider, and your faith and your hope and your charity and your inspiration, your jubilation, your master, your motor. He molds your life and your shaper. He shapes you into what he wants you to be. And don't let anything, I don't care what it is, separate you from the love of Christ. Amen. You're going to need him. And that's why the old folks used to sing in the old church. You're going to need him. You're going to need him. You will need him. Yeah. You will need him before he ever needs you. Yeah, more than he needs you. You're going to need him. Stay with the Lord. Don't let him. This is not the time to even think about leaving. And I'm saying this over and over again because even the Lord said, God said he would have to shorten the time because the enemy would try to even fool the very elect. So don't get cocky on it. Just thank God for his grace and mercy over you and appreciate that he's keeping you. Amen. Because it takes him to keep. I know the enemy tries to divide and conquer, and he doesn't mean you any good. And he feels like you're a threat. Yeah, he feels like all of us are a threat who are on the Lord's side. Amen. So hold on. Amen. Through the storm and the rain, through the tornadoes and through the hurricanes and through the earthquakes. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. When you are down and he's able to pick you up when you're down. When your friends don't understand you, just stick with the Lord. He's able to be a friend when you're friendless. He's the best friend you'll ever have. Amen. Just hold on to his unchanging hand. I hope I'm encouraging somebody on this line. Because don't tell me that the enemy who wishes to seek, to sift all of us as wheat, don't tell me somebody on this line that the devil hadn't been talking to and trying to show you that the broad way or the broad road is a good road. No. Stay on the narrow road, and the Lord will bless you, and he'll keep you and bring you out. Amen. I don't care if you've been to the valley of the shadow of death. You had COVID like us. Amen. Dr. Benny and I had that COVID, and it's not a plaything. Don't fool yourself. It kept Dr. Benny in the hospital. I believe she stayed in the hospital, I know, a week, maybe 10 days. It's not a plaything. And the devil meant to sift us as wheat. I was in the hospital at the same time as Dr. Benny was in the hospital. And the enemy was trying to sift us as wheat. He came to kill, steal, and destroy us. But God, God had his hand over us. And after the devil tried to sift us as wheat, Dr. Benny made us an appointment with our doctor. We went to him, and he checked us both out. And thank you, Jesus. He declared we both have a bill of health. Yeah, he declared that both of us are healthy, and we have passed that pandemic. And he said, just keep knowing that you might be a little weak for a while, but you'll gain your strength back. And now we gain our strength back. Amen. And we feel like we can do more than conquerors now than ever before. See, God will let the saints go through something many times, that you can have more faith in God, that you can have more power in the Lord. It wasn't until we've gone through, I'm trying to get the timing right, I think it was after we had gone through what we had gone through, that God allowed us to be used to raise two people from the dead. Listen, God will let you go through many things in order that he might strengthen you. He might raise you up higher, that he might use you for his glory even more. So count it all joy when you go through diverse temptations, knowing that the temptations that God has allowed them to come upon you, that he might grow you, that he might mold you, that he might shape you, that he might make you stronger, that he might take you through the storm and the rain that bring you out, that you can help somebody else go through the storm and the rain. That's why I'm always mentioning that scripture in the Bible in Psalms. Amen. Make known his deeds. Why? That God might be able to strengthen somebody else. Tell somebody and see what happens. God will let you go through all kind of temptations and tests, and he'll give you a testimony. And you've heard this, without the test, there's no testimony. Amen. He allows you to have the test, to give you the testimony that you might strengthen somebody around you. So they may go through the same thing. You don't know what they're going to go through. But if it's something that they're going through, you can tell them, I know the Lord will bring you out, because we had this, or we went through this, or we went through that. And it will strengthen those around you. Amen. The enemy comes to sift you as wheat, but God gives you a testimony that you might be able to strengthen those. That's why John on the Isle of Patmos, amen, was God allowed him to see the throne of God. Amen. And he said, we overcome by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. I believe that's the 12th chapter. Yeah, 12th chapter of Revelation. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Amen. Whatever you do, if God takes you through something, don't let it get out of your memory. Amen. I know the Bible, and who was it, Paul, who ever said, you press forward, forgetting those things that are behind. But it doesn't mean your testimony. It doesn't mean the things you've been through. It means the things that you experienced and press toward the mark, Paul said. Amen. Press toward it. But don't forget to remember the things that the Lord did for you. Remember your testimony. Because the enemy will try to tell you, listen, you told that before. Keep on telling it. I've been telling my testimony about how God healed me from asthma around 20 years now. Amen. But I haven't gotten tired of telling it. And when I tell it, people get healed every time. Amen. People get healed through my testimony about how he healed me from asthma. Amen. Can you be still, darling? Amen. Don't let the devil use you. Don't let him sift you as wheat. Amen. But keep your testimony, whoever you are, whatever you do, keep your testimony. Ambassador Bishop Stern tells about how she gave her kidney through her husband. It blesses me. And it blesses all of you on the line. It blesses people all over the world. Amen. It doesn't mean that we all going to go through that same thing, but it does encourage us to know that you can put you, what you can, God can use you to be a blessing to people. And he'll keep you. And he'll help you and hold you up. Amen. She has one kidney now, but God has blessed her. Amen. And very, very, very special. And keeps on blessing her. Every week just keeps on blessing her. Amen. So don't give your testimony up. Amen. The enemy wishes to seek you as, to sift you as wheat. But then let me just go back and look at the next verse. Even though the enemy seeks to sift you as wheat, the next verse says, and this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, it's in red. But I have prayed for thee. My God, that makes me want to get up and shout right now. Yeah, I've had a lot of people pray for me on this line. Thank God y'all are praying for me. But this is red right here. Jesus is telling Peter, Simon, I have prayed for thee. Amen. Listen, if the Lord just prays for you, let me tell you, something will happen. He's right there at the right hand of the Father, and he bowed his head and said, Lord, please, Jesus, help Barbara Gillespie, praying for her. Help Bishop Stern, praying for her. Help Betty Johnson, praying for her. If you get the Lord to pray for you, oh, my God. That's also awesome right there. God says, the Lord Jesus says, Peter, I have prayed for you. And maybe it's necessary because everything he does is necessary. And the reason why he took time to pray for Simon is because the enemy was trying to sift him as wheat. Well, I got some good news for everybody on this line. I believe the Lord Jesus is praying for all of us. Why? Because the enemy is trying to sift every one of us on this line as wheat. But listen, Jesus says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it because I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you that your faith fail not. That's what he says. I want you to be like Paul. I'll let nothing separate your tribulation or famine or sword or peril or whatever it is. On death, on life, nothing separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He says, I'm praying that your faith fail not. And when those are converted, strengthen the brethren. And when you are converted, and you have been converted, you're supposed to strengthen people around you. Yeah, if you're not going to let nothing separate you from the love of the Lord, amen, you're the one who's supposed to strengthen people around. Why you think your chief ambassador has all of y'all, God had me make most of y'all doctors, amen, trying to strengthen those around me. Open your eyes, trying to strengthen those on the prayer line, trying to strengthen the people who are part of First Group, strengthen you. Amen, amen, that we might be strengthened together. Amen. I remind you of Psalms, 71:21, and the Lord shall increase our greatness and comfort us on every side. And he's doing that. God bless you. I'm out of time. The Lord bless you and keep you. But I spoke this morning from Romans, the 8th chapter, the 35th through 39th. Verse. God bless you. Father, be with these precious people. Help them in every area of their lives. Keep them, Lord. Be any COVID-19 or whatever it is, be the Delta, virus, whatever. God, keep them and help them. Bring those who have been attacked, bring them back stronger than ever before them, that the Lord may use them in a very special way, that they may be strengthened, the brethren around them. In Jesus' name we pray. Help them, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless all of you on the line this morning. Hopefully you were blessed and helped. Come to help you, not to hinder you, but to help you. Amen. The Lord bless you. I love you. I don't know when the last time I told you that. Let me see if anybody, this may not be for you. It may be for you if you want to be blessed. But it might be somebody on the line who wants to give a blessing and sow a seed to our ministry. Are you there, Dr. Hagen? If you can, come off of mute, push as you can.
Thank
tell
you.
Tell them
yes,
how
sir.
They can be a blessing. Thank
Good
you.
Morning,
tell
bless.
Them how they can be a blessing.
Oh, yes, sir. We have three ways right. that you can be a blessing on today. Thank you so much, Chief. Yes, the three ways are, I want to give you the information. The first is the Cash App. Here is the information for the Cash App. That is the $777VJ. The $777VJ. That's right. The V as in Victor and J. Thank you so much. The second way that you can give is Walmart to Walmart. Here is the information. The code name is Bernard Johnson. The code state is Kansas. After you have completed the transaction, and remember, it's very important that you spell the name correctly. You will spell it with a V, as in Victor, capital V-E-R-N-A-R-D, Bernard Johnson. That's right. And the code state is Kansas. After you have completed your transaction, here is the number that you need to text to or call to give the reference number. The number to call, the number to text or call is 913-406-4845. I repeat, the number to call to give your reference number or to text to give your reference number is 913-406-4845. Thank you. And we have the third way that you can give, and that is simply put it in the mail. Here is the mailing address. Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. I want to repeat that mailing address again. It is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. And I want to thank all of you for giving, and may God forever bless you. Thank you so much, Chief, for such a rhema word. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Hagen. Amen. Let me just make a couple quick announcements. We're going to get the scripture reading, too. But I'm kind of proud as a grandfather this morning. I let my granddaughter have my car yesterday. She's driving it. Keep me in prayer. Okay. But I just want to announce she has been nominated for Homecoming Coming Queen. That's the little Malia, my granddaughter, who has been on the line several times. Malia, that's the, you might say, the middle one. Amen. Bria is the oldest one, but we prayed for her and saved her life. So we had a jet, and all those soldiers got on the jet, and somehow God kept her off the jet, and the jet crashed. Amen. And I believe all of them, I'm not sure about that, but I think all of them were killed. But God kept her off the jet. And then for some reason, I don't know why, but she didn't get on that plane. Now little Malia, the Lord is blessing her. And then they nominated her for Shiny Mission West Homecoming Queen. Amen. So thank God for that. And you can imagine, you know, as a grandfather and a grandmother, we're proud of her. And don't hit us because we're proud. Amen. I think that's a wonderful thing. Amen. That she thought well of by her peers. Amen. God bless you. Give us our scripture reading, Dr. Freddie.
Yes, sir. We're in the book of Ezekiel, and we're reading chapters 33 through 36 on today. Is your reading assignment?
33 to 36. All
yes,
right.
Sir.
That's not verse 33 to 36, is it?
No, sir. Those are chapters. Four chapters. Four.
All right. All right. Chapter 33 to 36, read those, and we'll be blessed. Amen. Come on, Dr. Fryerson. Are you there? Tell us when the all-night shut-in
is. September the 22nd is the all-night shut-in.
All right, September 22nd. All right. Did we have a representative? We had a wonderful youth prayer line last night. I thought it was great. The young people were so, they participated in a great way. And then tell us when the youth prayer line is.
Dr. Gilbert from Chicago, Illinois. The youth prayer line is every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. All are welcome.
All right. God bless you. All right. All minds clear? Okay. Now, yesterday we celebrated Minister Dr. Chris Johnson's birthday. I hope he heard it. We gave a good celebration to him for his birthday. Is there anybody today who has a birthday today or tomorrow? Amen. Let me know. All right. Do I hear anybody? All right. God bless you. I know Sister Irvine Coleman. Her birthday is pretty soon here. Maybe it was the same day as Dr. Christmas. Dr. Irvine Coleman, are you on the line? All right. God bless you. We've had a great day. I'm going to dismiss you. And stay with the Lord. Amen. Don't let the enemy sift you as wheat. He wants to do it. So just stay with the Lord. Amen.
Sunday's announcement.
All right, go ahead for Sunday's announcement. Go ahead. Dr. Steele.
I would like to invite anyone who doesn't have a church home to call into the prayer line every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Or if you're in a Kansas City area, you can fellowship with Amazing Grace International. Our very own chief ambassador is the presiding pastor. You can also fellowship with Amazing Grace International on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Back into your hands, chief.
Thank you so much. Amen. Now, don't forget to pray for us on Sunday morning. Amen. The enemy is trying to send somebody out to see if we're competent. Amen. I guess they heard that I made my mother an honorary doctor. I guess that does sound kind of crazy because she's going on to heaven. But I based it on Matthew 18 and 18. The Lord Jesus said, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I loosed it on earth. She should have been, I wish I had thought about it before she passed and went to glory. But I thought about it afterwards. And I said, Lord, can I do anything? And God took me to Matthew 18 and 18. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So I loosed it on earth. And printed out a wonderful, beautiful honorary doctorate degree for Dr. Edney Johnson. And if God's word is true, and it is, that means that they're calling her up in heaven to Johnson. Amen. And my father came to me through the spirit realm. What am I saying? Through the spirit realm. If you don't think somebody can come to you through the spirit realm, you're the one who's crazy, not me. He came to me through the spirit realm and said, son, they're calling your mama Dr. Johnson here in heaven. Amen. And he was kind of feeling bad because they wasn't calling him Dr. Johnson. Amen. And so we took the privilege not too long ago to give Dr. Edney
Dr. Edna Tyler, these both these certificates, she put them on her wall. And so we made our father, Dr. Lee Harold Johnson, honorary doctor degree. And he's happy. Amen. Don't y'all think that that's crazy. The Bible says, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. They have to call them both of them doctor now. If the Bible is right, and it is right. Amen. So, but I know telling that to your bishop or whoever, that would sound pretty crazy. Amen. But I base what I do on the word of God in the name of Jesus. And so pray for me. Amen. You know, they want to see if I'm competent. Yeah, I'm very competent. I got more sense than they got.
Amen.
I said I got more sense than they got.
Amen.
Amen. So just pray that God, just feed the blood of Jesus on Sunday morning. Amen. If that's true. Amen. Thank God. Anybody want to say anything before we close? It's open to you. Amen. All right.
Amen. Dr. Mr. Rodney Richardson, just want to say happy Grandparents Day to all the grandparents coming up on this Sunday. Not on the calendar, but if you look it up, it's Grandparents Day on this Sunday.
Wow. All right. We are grandparents, so thank you very much. Anybody else want to say something? The line's open to you.
I enjoyed the service today. Please thank the Lord for you. Stay encouraged.
All right. I certainly will. Amen. All right. Anybody else want to say anything before we close? All right. I got a son for you. May the Lord bless all of you, keep you, and may he make his face to shine upon you. Amen. Lord, thank you. All right, here's what I want to do. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. You are dismissed. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.